Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. More than 90 million listeners, and to God be the glory. We want to take a moment and introduce to you this great man of God, better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen such time as this to lead the world into 2 billion praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan from Hagan, Georgia. Amen. You are so kind. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. I appreciate everything that's done for me. And may I say thank you again and again and again. I do humble myself before all of you as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess. We appreciate you being here. But you're here not for me, but for God. Amen. We give him glory and adoration and praise. He deserves the praise and adoration. Thank you, Jesus. I was just going to say that we're in the midst of a new awakening. It's a spiritual shift in Christendom across the world. And we do give God thanks and praise in this new awakening. The other times in this decade and through the era, most people have just approached God with the gimme, 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 Lord, gimme, gimme, gimme approach. And many times they have said, now, move now, Lord, now, now, move now. And I'm very careful with my words for him. Because you have to realize he is the true and living God, and he is King of Kings through Jesus and Lord of Lords. And it's very unlikely that you'll find people in his kingdom speaking to him like that. I'll give you an example. When the Lord, recently, not too long ago, the Lord revealed to me something that really blessed me as well as startled me a little bit, because I didn't realize it. He said to me, Bernard, I have chosen you. There's a difference in being called and chosen. And he said to me, the people who have been chosen, he said, it's very unlikely that people can kill them. And I wonder if this is scripture or not. Then he began to show me the children of Israel. And they prayed for 430 years that God would send them a deliverer. And after 430 years, God sent Moses. Now, when Moses came on the scene, he was under a pharaoh. And this pharaoh was known to be a vicious dictator. And you couldn't go against him or say anything against him. He'd have your head cut off. Just order it right away. And especially these were Egyptians. Now, the Egyptians were the rulers of the earth at one time, just like the Romans ruled. The Egyptians ruled before them, and they were vicious, but the Romans were more vicious than the Egyptians. But the Egyptians had that pharaoh, and you never went against him, especially any of the Egyptians. You couldn't mess with them, they'd kill you. Moses killed an Egyptian, and the pharaoh, who was normally known to just cut folks, have their heads cut off just like that, he couldn't kill Moses. He killed that Egyptian, couldn't kill him. Yeah, they hit him in the basket and put him in the river, but he couldn't figure out where he was. He couldn't kill him. Then Moses went before the Pharaoh. And let me set this up so you'll see it. He went before the Pharaoh and said, God said, let his people go. And the Pharaoh, you got to imagine, here's a bishop with all his superintendents and all of his elders around him. And somebody walks in and embarrasses the bishop before his superintendents and elders. This Pharaoh had all of his court there, and Moses walked in and said, God should let his people go, screaming at the Pharaoh. Normally, Pharaoh would have cut their head and had their head cut off, had his head cut off, but he couldn't kill him. Moses walked out of that court after embarrassing the Pharaoh, and he could not kill Moses. In fact, Moses came to the Pharaoh at least 6 or 7 times. You know, God said he's going to send frogs. He's going to turn the water to blood. And then the final edict was that God said that he is going to kill the firstborn of every family, even the slave family. And the Pharaoh had a son who was the firstborn. And his son died too. And the Pharaoh could not kill Moses. I want to show you something. Here was the children of Israel released, and they borrowed all the gold and silver from the Egyptians. When they got to the Red Sea, mountains on their left and right, and here's the Red Sea. And here's the Pharaoh and his army, coming after Moses. Some people think they were after children of Israel. No, I believe he was after Moses. Moses had, in his own mind, the mind of the Pharaoh, he had killed his son. And he was after Moses. He wasn't after trying to kill all the children of Israel because they were slaves. They had been slaves. He wanted to get them back because they had no more slaves in Egypt. And he was trying to kill Pharaoh. I'm sorry, trying to kill Moses. The Red Sea opened up and they went across. And the reason why the king or the Pharaoh came into the Red Sea, he was still trying to catch up with Moses to kill him. He was going to kill Moses. What is your point, Dr. John? My point is that you can't kill God's chosen. It takes too long to get God's chosen in place. The children of Israel, 430 years they prayed. God finally sent his chosen, Moses, and he wouldn't let the Pharaoh kill him. Be careful how you treat God's chosen, because the curse would be reversed on you. It was proven right here. The Pharaoh was trying to kill Moses and went into that Red Sea after Moses trying to kill him and the children of Israel. What happened? The curse was reversed. God let the water go back and drown Pharaoh and his army. He got killed. Be careful how you treat God's chosen, because if you're trying to curse God's chosen, the curse will be reversed. Instead of him dying, you'll die. Instead of him falling, you'll fall. Instead of him being hungry, you'll be hungry. Instead of Moses going down, 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 the Pharaoh went down, down, down. Be careful how you treat God's chosen, and the curse will be reversed on you. It takes too long. Mother Edley Johnson, 95 years old, she's one of God's chosen. Amen. And we treat her with reverence and respect because she's a chosen of God. And one of the things I've been saying to people is learn to recognize when we got a miracle. Moses was a miracle in the lives of the children of Israel. Learn to recognize when God has given you a miracle. And you will go up, 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 and bless, 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 bless. God bless you. On this blog line, we have a platform to give God 1,000 thank yous. Who on this line will be guilty of giving God 1,000 thank yous? You may count it as rhetoric. It's not. I preached a sermon the other day called God is a God of Repetition. Everything he does over and over and over and over again. Yeah. He woke you up this morning over and over over again. He helped you through the month paying your bills over and over and over again. He healed your body over and over and over again. He saw you through the storm over and over and over again. Everything, he's the God of repetition. He loves us over and over again. He forgives us over and over again. Just everything he does is repetitive. He repeats himself over. Look at the Ten Commandments in the Bible. It first appeared in Exodus, but you'll see in Leviticus, and over again he makes reference to the Ten Commandments. He's the God of repetition, and you better be glad he's the God of repetition, because you need grace over and over and over. You need mercy over and over and over again. And on this prayer line, we're giving God a thousand thank yous over and over and over. We were created in his own image. There's something to this. And then he added, now he said, Bernard, have the people get up and walk to their homes night after night, over and over and over. Sometimes it's going down on you what God has done. Some of you will give the testimony that God moved every demon out of your home. Demons that come to destroy you, come to destroy your child, come to destroy your home. And God, through walking through your home and pleading the blood of Jesus and thanking God for his blessings through your home, there's a different atmosphere. Somebody's going to give that testimony of what God did for this, thanking him throughout the house. Amen. Over and over again we do that. So get ready. We thank him a thousand times over and over again. We walk through our homes and bless our homes over and over again. See, the enemy wants to try to destroy daily. That's why Paul said, I die early. I die daily. And destroy what the enemy or the works of the enemy daily. And he was renewed daily. So thank God for this platform that we have and walking to our homes and blessing our homes. Now, when you start thanking the Lord tonight, I'm going to name many, many, many things of why you ought to thank him. It's just to give it some substance. Amen. But we're just not just saying thank you, thank you, thank you. We're saying thank you, Jesus. And we're thanking him for many, many, many reasons. Thank him for letting your heart beat another time. Thank him for letting your eyes see another thing. Thank him for letting you hear another thing. You can just go on and on. But we have so many reasons to give God praise. Now, here's what we do on this prayer line, on this blog line. I just give you a moment to make your request known unto the Lord, maybe 20 seconds. And after that, then I pray for you, and then I lead you into praise, thanking God a thousand times. Why? Well, the first time I did, I got a miracle, and I've been getting miracles ever since. If you stop and thank him a thousand times, maybe 15, 20 minutes, he'll give you a miracle, as many of you have received already. Go ahead and make your request known unto the Lord. I'm going to give you a little music to make your request known, all right? God bless you. 20 seconds. You had a chance to make your request known. Heavenly Father, we do thank you. We praise you for all things, for what you've done for us and what you're going to do. Look on these precious, precious people and see their requests that they made known unto you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you grant the request in Jesus' name and give your grace and your mercy. Thank you for, Lord, the Holy Ghost. I'm asking you to let the Holy Ghost take over in the name of Jesus. And by the way, bless this blog, radio talk, show in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory and praise. This made us our intention to thank you a thousand times. Why? Because you deserve it. And because you've been so, so good to your people. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Lord, we're not going to wait to thank you until you do something and we know that you've done it. We've got faith to believe you. Just as you told the ten lepers to go show yourself to the priest they had received any sign of a blessing before they left. But, oh, God, we want to thank you even before we go. Amen. For what you've done and what you're going to do and what you're doing right now. We give you glory and we give you praise. Receive this praise in the name of you. Forgive us for all sins. We bless your holy name in the name of Jesus. Thank God. And we just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, 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 th Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Exceeding the time that we allotted. But,
Your anointing is so heavy on here. Amen. Somebody who's sick, you can get healed now. You can thank your way to a miracle. Somebody who's down, you can thank your way out. Yes. Somebody who's facing an impossible situation, you can thank him to God and say, I'm going to make it possible.
Yes,
and that's
sir.
What you did to me. Let me thank God a little longer here and thank God for the owners of the Block Line who permitted it. Thank you so very much. But there's come time for you to go tonight. May the Lord bless you real, real good. And remember that we love you and we love you, that everything is going to be all right. And it shall be done for you. Whatever you need, ask him. Amen. And then just look at him. Yeah, he hears your faintest cry. And we'll answer you. And just keep on keeping the praise on your lips. It's going to be all right. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless. Thank you,
Jesus. God bless you. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank y'all for thanking God for my mother. She's doing wonderful. Getting
thank
a
you,
boss.
Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
I learned to play with her a little bit. I came in her room and said, Mama, it was about 5 o'clock in the morning. I got there. I said, Mom, let's have a contest. Let's see who can go to sleep the fastest. And on yesterday, I walked in about 5 o'clock. And she said, son, I said, yes, ma'am. Let's have a contest. See which one of us can go to sleep the quickest. And I said, all right. And I turned some put some cover on my feet. And I looked around. She was asleep. So she beat me. God bless her. She's doing good. Keep in your prayers. We love you. And may the blessings of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrow. Keep the faith, everybody. God's blessing you. Have a wonderful night. I'm out.
God bless you.
Yes. God bless you. Have a wonderful night. Good night to you. God bless you.